Discipline is another of the six parameters, and discipline is very important in accepting and adopting positive karma and letting go or transforming negative karma. It's very important to know cause and effect so that we know what we should be adopting and what we should be rejecting, so that we don't generate negative karma and that what we are generating is positive karma. We follow the guidelines, and these guidelines come from the precepts. They come from the 10 virtuous and 10 non-virtuous actions, and we adopt these as best as we can. We stop doing or generating negative actions of body, speech, and mind, and we adopt those actions of positive body, speech, and mind. Some people think that these 10 negative actions are all there to control our happiness, to take away our freedom. This is really not the case. These actions, in fact, cause us unhappiness and suffering. And as a result of these actions of body, speech, and mind, our mind becomes unstable, unhappy, or agitated. As they say, a disciplined mind is a very happy mind. There is, in fact, a lot of wisdom behind these instructions of not engaging in these 10 negative actions. An example for this is, for instance, stealing. We'll use the example of stealing. What may happen is that we desire money or some material object, and so we go about stealing that object. Now, the theft could happen impulsively. We may just snatch it and take it. Or generally, what may happen is that we actually plan to do this. And in the planning, actually, there is suffering involved. Needless to say, let's say we steal the object and it's quite a valuable object. What happens is that then we enjoy it. But for how long do we enjoy it? In addition, there's the possibility that we get caught. Now, if we get caught, there's all sorts of implications. The people from whom we stole it from would most likely be upset with us. Maybe they go to the police. And if they do, then there is a legal case or a criminal case. And in going through the criminal case, there are legal fees. There's a lot of time involved. And all of that time, you must face those other people. And during this process, there's a lot of anxiety and stress and worry. And we spend a lot of money. And then over and above that, if we get a criminal record, it limits our future or it affects our future. And if we go to jail, there's a lot of suffering. So from taking that object, that pleasure or the joy that we got from taking the job object and using it, compared to all of the suffering that we experience afterwards, just doesn't compare. There's really a lot of suffering, mental anguish and unhappiness that happens afterwards as a result of being caught. And even if we don't get caught, within our mind stream, we may always be a little bit nervous that one day somebody finds out. Maybe if we see police, we might be a little bit nervous in meeting them. We might think that they are coming to speak to us about what we have done. In addition to this is that we start creating a habit. Once we do it once, it's easier to do it the second time. Once we do it the second time, it's easier to do it again and again and again. If we kill once, it becomes easier to kill again. If we steal once, it becomes easier to steal again. When we practice generosity once, it becomes easier to practice generosity again. Whatever we do starts to create a habit. So we must be very careful in what actions we engage in with body, speech, and mind. Because once we engage in those actions, it becomes easier and easier and eventually actually becomes almost like second nature. We don't even consider or think about it. We just go and do it. Applying it to the example of stealing is that we create this habit of stealing, and then because we're stealing more, there's more chance that that negative karma is going to ripen and ripen quicker, and we might find ourselves in trouble. There's a Tibetan saying, The longer time you spend on the road, the more chance you have of meeting up with a dog. Through this, we see that when we engage in these 10 negative actions, it creates a lot of unhappiness and suffering afterwards, and maybe a lot of remorse. So really, these 10 disciplines, let's say, these 10, not engaging in these 10 negative actions, really contains a lot of wisdom. It's really to help us to live a happier, more peaceful, tranquil life and to generate positive karma rather than create and generate all sorts of problems and hassles and worries and suffering for ourselves. Through the practice of discipline, we don't entertain or engage in these negative actions. And as a result, we save a lot of time and a lot of worry and a lot of anxiety. And we're not worried about the results of these actions. Instead, we can discipline ourselves in engaging in those actions or the positive or the 10 virtuous deeds instead and generate positive karma. And when our mind is not involved with the anxieties or the concerns of the 10 negative actions, then our mind is also free to enable us to engage more in those 10 positive actions. And we can see this even with the smallest of deeds. Perhaps somebody is lost in a new place and it's dark and they don't know their way to the hotel and you help them get there successfully, safely. Or you see somebody carrying something heavy and you just stop and help them carry it all the way to their home and you don't ask for anything in return. You just do it out of the goodness of your heart. However, that seed of gratitude is planted in their mind stream. Think of it for ourselves. Somebody helps us. What does it do? It leaves that seed of positive karma in our mind stream, a seed of gratitude. And how much gratitude do we have towards these people who just do something small for us like this? Needless to say, the great kindness of our enlightened teachers who treat us with so much compassion and wisdom, and they teach us how to generate positive karma and to let go of or abandon our negative karma. It infiltrates into our life. We can feel the difference how our life changes, how we become more calm and more peaceful, and we generate more and more positive actions. And possibly we have a much greater understanding of impermanence, and we're not so concerned or disturbed by it. And we're not so engaged in all of these negative emotions and discriminatory thoughts. Discipline is very important in helping us transform those negative habits of ours. In the beginning, it might feel difficult or uncomfortable to change. However, after a while, it becomes easier and easier and may even become second nature. We don't even think about the fact that we should be adopting it or that we should be letting go or transforming these actions, because it may even be that these ideas of maybe to act like this don't even enter into our mind stream really anymore. And when they do, they don't have any influence over us. Through our practice, it may even be that now, instead of these negative thoughts that are arising, positive thoughts are arising within our mind stream instead. Generally, the main cause of our suffering is that we don't understand cause and effect. And because we don't understand cause and effect, we engage in all sorts of activities of body, speech, and mind in the hope of attaining happiness. However, it brings us suffering. Maybe temporarily it brings us happiness, but what comes after is suffering and unhappiness. Another reason is that we may understand cause and effect. However, we aren't able to transform our actions quickly enough, or that we are too lazy to transform, or that we like it too much, so we decide, oh, we'll just do it one more time and then one more time. And we forget about the fact that it may have a negative, or we choose to forget that it may have a negative result or cause us suffering in the future. There's some of those habits that we just think, oh, just one more. And then when we've done it, we feel, oh, that feels so much better. And in the short term, it feels better. However, in the long term, it doesn't help us. It causes us suffering in the long term. Discipline can also help us maintain a life of simplicity. Many people think that we need many material things in order to be happy. However, many of these things, or when we have a lot of material things, sometimes it causes more complications and problems. There's a lot of benefit in living life very simply. Discipline isn't something that is forced. What will help us to practice discipline is if we really understand the benefits of engaging in discipline, of not engaging in those 10 negative actions and engaging in the 10 positive actions, the positive influence it can have in our life and how it can benefit others. And when we're enthusiastic and inspired to do something, then it's not really that difficult, is it? For instance, going to the gym. We know the benefits of going to gym. We know that we'll be healthier. We're going to feel better in daily life. We can't wait to see those biceps growing or to get the curves in all the right places. And so we're quite eager to go to the gym. In the beginning, it might be a little bit difficult, but it gets easier and easier and it becomes habit. And this transformation, this practice of discipline, nobody else can do it for us. We have to do it ourselves. We have to train ourselves. We have to train our own mind. Nobody else can train our mind for us. It's helpful to join a sangha or a group. And how does this help? Is that when we are with like-minded people or people with similar objectives, it inspires us and it encourages us to practice. And when we're with the group, we are a lot more mindful about what we are thinking and what we are doing, and it helps us with discipline also. As opposed to when we are alone, we can very easily become distracted, or if we're with negative friends, then we might get involved in negative actions. Maybe we even get a trainer, like when we go to the gym. Maybe we're in a group and the trainer pushes us. Maybe we're alone with the trainer. And although it feels very difficult and the trainer gives us a hard time, we're willing to endure that hardship because we know that what the trainer is giving us is for the benefit of ourselves. It's going to make us healthier, make us stronger. It's going to help us to achieve our objective. And often the trainer doesn't let us get lazy. They push us. Our muscles burn when they're pushing us. However, we keep on going, because we know the benefit that we will gain from this, from following their training instructions or their suggestions. It's also good to be part of the sangha and to have a sangha because it helps provide inspiration for our practice. And the greatest practice of discipline is abiding in Rigpa, abiding in our true nature of mind. And why is this the case? Because in the true nature of mind, we naturally don't engage in actions of negative body, speech, and mind.